Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today we're going to be talking about the stranger things of leadership. So many of you may have seen or heard about this show on Netflix called Stranger Things. Personally, it's an awesome show that I enjoyed watching. And just a real brief synopsis, I don't ruin it for anybody. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and check it out. If this is something you might be interested in. But anyway, this is about a town that has been infiltrated by this bad entity and cohorts that came through from the upside down. It's called the upside down world. This gate was opened up by a character called Eleven when she made contact with a monster. And then there's these group of kids. It was five, now there's six. And there's some other kids here and there. And then there's the adult characters and this whole group of characters. But the focus is on this group of kids. And they take on the Demogorgons and who are these bad characters, along with the Mind Flayer, the shadow monster in the show, who's like the main bad character, the antagonist. And then there's these pockets of mist here and there. One took over one of the kids named Will. And so, you know, you can look it up if you're interested. But this show called Stranger Things, as I was watching it and stuff, and I got to thinking about how it relates to leadership. So let me break this down to you. There is what's called artificial intelligence that has been progressing throughout the years, and there's a huge future with AI, this artificial intelligence, the robots. How robots are out there that could trying to get them to think for themselves and feel the emotions and human interactions and the human lookalikes, and computers that could think for themselves. I mean, there's just so much out there that we probably don't even know about as leaders. As leaders, we go about our business and we want the greatest technology and latest technology so that we can be efficient and productive in our business with the teams that we lead, for your companies, your organizations. I mean, technology is a great thing. But yet, just like in Stranger Things, there's the upside world. And in the upside world in Stranger Things, it's a replica. It's the same as the current world. However, there's elements missing and it's devoid of humans, and there's just like flying things in the air and darkness and all of these things. So it's like the bad side, and then you have the good side. And so this artificial intelligence, AI, it kind of resembles the Mind Flayer, the shadow monster in this Stranger Things show. And I'll tie it all back together as we go along. And there's these other entities called Demodogs that the Mind Flayer shadow monster sends out and goes after the people or other entities that try to attack it to protect it. And so these demo dogs to me resemble robots, and then you got automation, which once this Mind Flayer shadow monster is there in place, that gate has been broken, they're able to come through to the human world. The robots are out there doing their thing, which are the demo dogs, because they're just reacting to what the Mind Flayer tells them to do. So it's like the artificial intelligence that is programmed in the robots and telling them what to do. And then soon it becomes automated. Like in our industries that we have today, there's this automation where the machines are going and going and going and producing and reproducing stuff. And it takes away that human element. So once automation's in place, it just becomes automated and it grows and just takes over. So we've opened up the gate with the creation of technology and advancements. Like I mentioned earlier, technology is great. Advancement of technology, of future, artificial intelligence, all this stuff can help us. But then there's the upside down where it can ruin us and destroy us. And I'll get to how leaders play a role in all of this. The artificial intelligence as it's being developed, as the robots, the automation, all of these things start being increased and developed worldwide. It starts to take control of humanity, and we don't want that. Well, it's great at the same time if we allow it and take away the human element. It will eventually get to a point, like even some have alluded to, that robots are going to take over the world someday. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But we need leaders that are willing to step up so that we can keep our place in this world and keep us in control, so that the leadership can keep control of the artificial intelligence, of the robots, of the automation. We can use all of that to our advantage as we progress into the future with technology, with artificial intelligence, with the cell phones, with the social media, with all of this stuff. We need leaders more than ever. Leaders that will step up and keep the human vision alive, and to remind us that we are in control of our future, and not allow the AI, the technology, the social media, all of this stuff to rule us. So we can't, as leaders, in whatever industry you are, whatever sector you are, I don't care if you're a leader in your cake business, if you're a leader in a global organization, wherever you're leading, Fortune 500 company, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a leader in sales, if you're a leader in the military, wherever you're leading, technology is affecting us all. Artificial intelligence, robots, automation, all of that is affecting all levels of the industry, of society, of this world. And while all of that is great, leaders do not allow all of that to steal away what belongs to humans. All of that can benefit us, but cannot overtake us. So stand up, get out there, lead the way, and don't turn your leadership over to artificial intelligence. Do not turn your leadership over to robots, to all that automation that's out there. Use them to our advantage. You can incorporate them with the teams that you lead toward productivity, efficiency, and toward those positive outcomes that you want in your business, in your leadership legacy. And you know, with all this onset of technology that has been going on, and as it's rapidly developing, with today's businesses, we distance ourselves from that face-to-face time with that human element interaction. And well, there's positives, pros to Skype. Well, there's positives, well, there's pros to talking over the phone, having conference calls, all this stuff. The con is we lose that human element, that face-to-face where you can see somebody, you can shake that person's hand, you can see them eye to eye, and that body language in person, all of that stuff. And so technology, well, great, is making the gap huger. See, I know people say that, oh, well, with social media and how it's involved in our day-to-day lives and society, all this stuff, how it's great because it's connecting people. Yes, it's connecting people, and that's great. But at the same time, just like in Stranger Things, that upside down, it's separating. That upside down element is devoid of the human element. It's devoid of humans, and it's spreading. And so as we go further into the future, it will continue to increase and spread. And just like in Stranger Things, that shadow monster, that mind flayer, is going to continue to send out its demo dogs, its robots, and continue to automate and spread. And that shadow monster, mind flayer, demo dogs, they like it cold. And the human element, us humans, we're warm-blooded creatures. And yes, some of us are more warm-blooded than others, cold-blooded than others. But overall, we need that warmth, that human interaction. And with technology, with artificial intelligence, all of that stuff, well, great, is devoiding that human interaction. And you can disagree, which is fine and okay. And you may agree with some of this, may not agree with some of it, but just take some elements of this, just food for thought, gain a different perspective on how leadership is being affected or not affected by technology, by artificial intelligence, by social media, by all of this technology. Cars that drive themselves, and all these, like Alexa and all these other things that are out there. You know, I'm for technology, but also that scary side to losing that human element. So, because leaders need that face-to-face discussion with their individuals from time to time. You know, you need to have that FaceTime with the teams that you lead. Part of that interaction, it builds trust, builds value, and overall is good for the team, overall is good for your business. So destroy the stranger things that are attacking your leadership legacy. And what I mean by that is, well, we're not going to be able to destroy technology. We're not going to be able to destroy the artificial intelligence, the robots, all these things that are in place and continue to grow and develop and that are coming our way. Destroy the stranger things, which is the human choice. And I'm not saying destroy the human choice. What I'm saying is the choices that you make as a leader with the technology that we have is going to affect your leadership legacy. For example, if we allow technology to run us And as leaders, we step back and say, this is going to help my team. I'm going to step back and let technology do its thing. We're allowing a non-human element to lead. We're allowing that non-human element to do what we should be doing as leaders. So yes, well, we need to adapt to the changing environments and to the future and technology and all this stuff. Don't lose sight of your leadership legacy. Don't lose sight of the choices that you make when deciding how to utilize technology, when deciding how to use automation, AI, robots. So destroy the stranger things that are attacking your leadership legacy, which are the choice to allow technology to lead instead of us being the leader. And we could say, well, but if, and what if, and but this, and but that. If we start thinking about, well, what if I allow technology to run this? Then I will have more time to do this. What if I allow automation to do this? Then we can increase productivity. Then we can increase sales. What if I do this? Then my sales will increase. I need lesser employees, better profit margins, all these different things. You could start thinking, what if this, but this, and all those things. And I know businesses, companies, we got to look at efficiency, we got to look at profit margins, you got to look at all these different factors that come into play. But when it comes down to it, are you willing as a leader to sacrifice the human element over technology, over artificial intelligence, over robots, over automation? It's fine. Where do you find that balance? And how do you keep your teams engaged when you're using technology or when you're not using technology? You know, it's hard enough when you're just using human elements with your teams, with the people that you lead. You add technology, you add artificial intelligence, you throw in robots, you throw in automation, and it creates this rift, this upside down world like in Stranger Things. And so then, is there an additional challenge to leading your teams because of this upside down world? You have to ask yourself that. You have to look at what's best for you, the teams that you lead, your business, the organization. You have to put it all together and decide, are you willing to rely more on technology or the human element, a combination of it? What it comes down to it, what values the most? Is it the human element or is it the technological non-human element? As leaders, we have to step up to the plate, process all of this, and not just run with whatever somebody's throwing out there. Oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. This is the greatest technological advancement that will save your business, that will make this business so great. Your profit margins will be out the window. Your sales will go through the roof, all these things. Well, you may want all those things. Do not forget, you are a leader of your people. And the choices that we make, that you and I make, will have long-lasting effects. Just like in Stranger Things, the choices that those kids made, the choices that those adults made, in the direction they wanted to go, whether they chose to run away from the shadow monster, whether they chose to run away from the demo dogs, they had to make those choices. You know, the mind flayer, the shadow monster, as it spread, it created fear in humans. That fear engulfed them. As it spread, it killed the fields. The things that we're creating can kill the fruits of our labor, can kill our effectiveness and productivity. Gotta look at the totality of everything. So you can disagree to agree, agree to disagree on this, but food for thought for today. When it comes down to it, know that your leadership is still important today with all the technology, and even more so today it's important, and into the future, when in the future there's cars that don't need drivers, who knows in 10, 20 years from now, the technology that will be out there for your business, the robots that will be walking down the street, the artificial intelligence that will be amassed in the future. But with all of that, we need leaders of today to prepare leaders of tomorrow and instill those fundamentals so that they can continue to move forward and not allow the tables to be turned on us, where what we're creating will then become our leaders. We don't want that. I don't know if you want that. I don't want that. I don't want that for our kids, our kids' kids. We want our kids and our kids and our generations down the road to have great leaders and to utilize technology, utilize artificial intelligence, robots, automation to their advantage. We don't know what the world's going to be like way down the road, but today is the day with the choices that you and I make. You may think, well, I'm just running a small cake factory, or I'm just running a printing press and I got some technology. Well, that's great, but the choices you make as a leader, you might think they're minute, but every choice that we make has an effect, has a ripple effect. I know we could look at hindsight and look back, that Monday quarterbacking where we look back and say, well, if we would have done this, if we would have done that. But if you were to assess all the choices that you've made, you would have saw how one choice led to another choice and how that choice led to that outcome. And if you look at all the choices and all the outcomes, you see how they're all connected to where you are today. And well, there are circumstances that happen in life that no matter the choice you make, certain circumstances will come against you or will happen. Just like there's teams that prepare with all that they have for an event, or an individual prepares all that they have for an event and they end up on the short end. They end up losing, not accomplishing what they set out to do. And we could look back and say, well, we did this, we didn't do this, or the other team, the other person wanted it more than this person or that person. We could look at it, dissect it. But sometimes these things, the world has a funny way of shaping and molding us and putting things in place and moving things around that it will produce a different outcome, even if we in our minds make the right choice. However, it's how we respond to it, what we do with it, all that stuff plays a role. But as I digress into all of that, let's pull it all back together. Just like in Stranger Things, those kids, the people of that town that were affected by this upside down world and the entities that came from it and affected them, they made choices whether to confront or run. And the core characters, they confronted it, they struggled with it, but they stepped up to the plate. There was leaders amongst those kids, there was leaders amongst those adults that within them said, no, we will not allow this entity, these demo dogs, this shadow monster, mind flayer to take over. And they fought back and they fought back, and just like the mom was willing to fight for her kid and to get him back. Do that with your leadership. Fight for your leadership. Know how important your leadership legacy is in this whole world that we live in with technology, artificial intelligence, robots, automated items, computerized items. Remember, you have value, you matter, and no one can take that human element that is within you, that is within your teams, away from you and away from them. So hopefully this make some sense to you, where I'm coming from, this perspective, this viewpoint on Stranger Things show, along with the artificial intelligence, the robots, the automation, and how it all ties together, technology, and your role as a leader, and the leadership legacy that you want to leave behind. So I appreciate your ongoing support, listening to this podcast, the NG Unplugged episodes, the Leadership Tidbit series. So, wherever you go, whatever you do in life, remember your value. Until next time, have a great day.